Now return to Tampa Bay's most listened to morning show, The Mike Calta Show. Mike Calta Show on 102.5 The Bone.
It's The Mike Calta Show. It's 102.5 The Bone. In the studio with us right now, Chef Robert Irvine. It always makes me feel weird. I mean, I could see that you like that you were like, oh, no, this is cool to stay here, but it always makes me feel weird to make, like, we have a lot of guests, but sometimes they're above different levels, to have you walk through my garage to get here. Was that where you're like, what am I walking into when you walk in?
Listen, you're playing great music, and you're in a cool space, and you're a cool dude, so it's easy. The dog scared me a little bit.
I heard the dog, and I go, oh, God, the dogs are attacking the guests, yeah. We haven't quite perfected that part of it yet, but thank you for coming in. I made a joke. I said, thanks for getting up early. What are you, in the gym early in the morning?
Well, if I'm filming, it's 3-4 o'clock in the morning. But I just came off the USS Ford in Norfolk, so...
You know, wow.
Military guy.
And our military guys have been dinging me all morning. They love you. You do a lot for the military, and they feel it.
Well, I appreciate that. We can never do enough for those that serve. You know, and I think America's forgotten that just because we come out of Afghanistan, Iraq, we're, you know, there's Iran, Syria, you know, all the other places that we are right now with, it's kind of crazy. So I love it.
Yeah. Well, listen, I grew up, I always say this, I went to Catholic school, so I've been wearing a tie since first grade. And now, not only will I never wear a tie, but I usually don't have sleeves. I put sleeves on because you were here today. this is my formal wear that you're looking at right now.
Well, that's so funny because mine's exactly the same.
Yeah, so that's why I'm saying if I was you and I put military time in, when I was done, I'd be like, all right, I'm going to go eat some cotton candy.
And if you had his arms, too.
Yeah, if I had your arms. How long have you lived in this area?
So I've been in Tampa 15, 16 years.
Yeah,
but I've been over here about 7.
Okay, and I went to a restaurant one time. I can't remember what it was, but I walked out, and as I was walking in, you were walking out, and I tweeted at you, and I said, at least I know that I'm going into a good restaurant.
I remember that, and I told you it was good.
Yeah. I was like, at least I know I'm in a good spot, because you came out, and you looked pretty happy. I think that, like, before I was in radio, I grew up in New York, and my last job when I was a senior in high school before I moved here was in a restaurant. I'd worked there for some time, went in as a dishwasher, but ended up being, a prep cook and doing it. And I was young, but I worked with all these guys, and I really loved it. I thought I could possibly do this. And the owner said to me, if you stay here when your family moves, I'll put you through culinary school. But I thought at the time, I didn't really understand. I was a poor kid, so I was like, I don't know that I could work as a chef in a restaurant and support a family. I don't know. You know, I didn't know what kind of money they made. He obviously was doing well because his family owned the restaurant. I didn't think it would be good enough for me. But I had no idea that in a few years, chefs were about to be the new rock stars. How great is that?
Yeah, you're already a rock star, dude. Look, you've got your own name on your board.
Yeah, look, I did all right. I'm not mad at my decisions. I'm just saying that it would have been a second opportunity for me to do something else.
I think it's a great... I love... The good thing with food is, you feed people, you make them happy, you get them out of the dark places, and you send them away happy, and at least they get it's like a TV show. You get 2 hours of get away from my own life,
right?
And hopefully it's good, service is good, and off they go. So I love the food because it touches people in a completely different way.
I'm not a big drinker, but I do enjoy having a couple of drinks. If we're at a concert, I'll have a couple of beers. If we're at a restaurant, I'll have a couple of drinks. There's nothing better to me, like when people say, let's go have some drinks and have a good time, there's nothing better to me than having it at a restaurant and eating in a social gathering. There's no better than being in a restaurant. It's not even really all about the food. That's just that whole, let's sit down and be together and be comfortable. I love that.
It's okay. Now, I just finished saying this the other day. It's okay if you go to a restaurant with your friends and people you want to be with. The food can be mediocre, and you have a great time.
Yes.
If you go to a 3-star Michelin, you go to a restaurant with people you don't want to be with, I don't care how good the food is, it's a sucky experience.
Yeah, that's the truth.
And that's the truth. So, and people get upset when I say that, but it's the truth.
It weighs on each other. It really does. I'm going to put you on the spot.
I love it.
What's your favorite restaurant in this area? And I know there's a lot to choose from.
Well, there's three.
Okay.
There's Eulalie, Okanola, and Sunda.
Sunda is in Midtown, where you're going to be across the street from where you're going to be. And that guy is from Chicago. Is that correct?
Well, he's got one in Chicago. He's got one in Tennessee, I think he is. But the food, you know, I went there pre-opening. And apparently I met him years ago with some some singer. I can't remember right. the guy's name. And I was at a chiropractor. I met him again. He said, "Hey, Broadway, it's so-and-so." And I said, and, you know, yeah. sorry, I meet a lot of people.
You get that a lot, yeah.
And he said, "Oh, I'm just opening a restaurant." I went there pre-opening, and I was absolutely blown away by it.
Yeah.
And it's become one of my favorite restaurants.
Haven't been there yet, but everybody keeps saying the same thing. And Eulalie is phenomenal.
Eulalie, Okanola's great. I mean, anywhere by
that area. I haven't been to Okanola, but I now I got something to try. There are so many good choices and people. We have two great things going for us here. We have a lot of great restaurants. We have a lot of good strip clubs. So if you
I can't tell you about the strip club.
No, listen, I haven't been to a strip club in years. But what I'm saying is, when people come here, they go, "Where can we go to eat?" And I tell them, and then young guys will be like, "What strip clubs do you go to?" It's all about what you want. It's all about what you're looking for. You want to spend 12 hours to eat a steak, go to Burns. You want to, you want to have great seafood, you can go eat at Ocean Prime. You can go here. You're like, there's plenty of, it depends on what the people like and where you want to send them. Yeah. They probably hit you up all the time for that.
I do, but Justin behind me, he knows every restaurant in every city and around the world. So
right.
I always say, "Hey, where should we go and eat?" Because I will eat in the same restaurant every day just because I know it's great.
Yeah.
In Philly, you know, I've got one there. I eat mashed potato and roast chicken. Sundar, Eulalie, and all them guys you just mentioned, but he finds all the restaurants.
Yeah, well, look, that's been the greatest thing to me about traveling is trying food in other countries. I think the most amazing thing ever. I was in Japan for 2 weeks, and just eating off the streets has been the most amazing thing.
Where was that?
So I was in Tokyo, and then I went to I can't remember Hakodo. I don't know. We went to a bunch of different places. But walking through those street markets,
it's crazy.
And having shrimp the size of my forearm and these other things that they're grilling right there that you're not going to see anywhere else.
Yeah, we end up going to Japan a lot, Okinawa and Kyoto and some other places.
Yeah, I've been to Kyoto.
Just because we have a heavy military presence there. So I go to all the bases
right
there, Korea, Afghanistan, Iraq, Poland, Spain, Germany, you name it. And we do the same thing. We try and find the diviest hole and jump in it because that's where the locals.
That's where the locals.
They're not giving you what you think is their fare.
Right.
They're giving you what's real.
What's good. What they're good. I always say I'm at a perfect level of fame. I do good. I make okay money, but no one's ever asked me to go to a war zone. I'm very happy with that level. Like I don't need to go. Like you've been in the military. It's a different thing to you, but. Don't get me wrong. If they call me tomorrow and said, "We're doing a radio show, we need a host," whatever, I'd go there without even thinking twice about it. But these celebrities and guys like you who drop into these military bases and go to all these places, that's definitely appreciating what these guys do.
Listen, I think those that put the clutter on nation on, and our first responders, by the way, are doctors, nurses, police force, firefighters, and teachers, because I consider them first responders, right? I think they don't ask me to go in. I ask them to go in.
Yeah.
You know, I think we've got to make sure we take care of them because we can do this radio show and I can cook because these guys and girls are standing to watch. And, you know, and I love that.
I appreciate that.
That's a big deal for me.
I appreciate that. Like you, different than you. You do it because you've been in the military and you have a different appreciation. I will never be in the military. So I also say thank you. I have friends in New York, grew up to be firemen, and I don't understand that. Guys who choose to run in the fire, there's something in your blood to do that. I'm not that guy.
It's crazy, but here's a fact that you probably don't know. I just found out, really. I was in Brooklyn a couple of weeks ago, and as firefighters have to pay for their own food when they're doing that duty, right?
Oh, they do.
Which is, to me, ridiculous.
Yeah, you always see that on the movies. There's always one fat firefighter who's the cook in all the movies.
Well, that will be me.
Yeah. But that's it. They have to get their own food and do that.
Yeah, but you know, people, the American public think they go in, you see a fire truck outside of Publix or whatever.
Right.
And they think that we're paying for that food.
No,
it's not. They're paying 15, 20 bucks a day for that food.
That's crazy.
It's ridiculous.
When you go to visit these troops, you cook or you just talk or hang out?
I work out. I meet and greet. I fly planes. You know, I've flown the Thunderbirds, the Angels. I've jumped out with a Golden Knight. Yeah, it was amazing.
I turned it down. I was too scared. Here's the thing.
Look at the size of you and you were scared.
Do you know, I asked my son, I have a 17-year-old son, and I said, something happened. I don't remember. And I go, was there ever a time when you saw me back down? I said, was there ever a time when you looked at me and said, I can't believe he's doing that? And he goes, yeah. And I go, and he goes, when you wouldn't go on a roller coaster. I was like, listen, that's my one fear in life. I'll fight 10 guys before I get on the Hulk roller coaster at Universal.
We did a show at a place in Ohio with a toilet where they hang you over the edge. You wait there for 3 or 4 minutes and they let you go. Loved it.
So when you do the Blue Angels, though, they hit you where they'll know where your level is at, and you have to do that breathing.
Well, so what happens is the Thunderbirds wear an in-flight suit, and it pushes the blood around. The Angels don't have that.
Right.
So that's when you have to breathe when you do Mac. From Mac 1 through 7.5. But
where'd you go?
I went to 7 you and I passed 7? Out.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I was out for 30 seconds, and when I woke up, you know what it's like? It's like you die and you get this white haze.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, I feel nice and warm.
Yeah.
And then 30 seconds later, you wake up.
Yeah.
And the guy said to me, the pilot said, you good? I'm like, yeah. I said, I think I passed out. He said, no, you were talking to me all the time. I'm like,
nah, you don't remember any of it? Yeah.
But I did 9.5 G's, 9.2 G's on the Thunderbirds because that is
wow. Super. Yeah. So you can do it.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And that was you enjoyed it.
Oh, I loved it.
Okay.
Justin's behind me. He was like, "You've been up there for 3 hours."
Yeah, you know, wrap it up already.
Yeah,
that's so funny.
But it was great.
Oh man! All right, so you do it now. What do you do now on a daily basis? Like, what is your main?
It depends. There's no such thing as a daily basis. I travel 345 days a year, 150 with the military. Yesterday, we're looking at military feeding across the board and how to make it better.
Right.
So I was in New York City at Columbia University yesterday with some folks. The 2 days before that, I was at Naval Station Norfolk and teaching culinary specialists, cooks.
Yeah.
Advanced training, and then on the USS Ford. The day before that, I was in Delray Beach doing a fundraiser.
So you don't even know where you are.
I get a piece of a text every day saying you're going to get in this car, you're going to go over there, you're going to go over there and do this. So yeah, it's crazy.
Now, you travel alone?
No, I always travel with somebody, either Justin behind me or my assistant Ryan, my chef. We have 3 chefs that travel.
Right.
We do a lot of feeding. But we're always together somewhere.
What about your smoking hot wife?
My smoking hot wife is at home right now.
Yeah.
I left her in bed to come to your show.
You should have brought her. We wouldn't have been mad at that.
No, she's awesome.
Hey, like,
she just come back from Philadelphia doing some stuff with WWE and her company, TNA.
Gail Kim is Robert's wife. Where do you meet her?
On a TV show, my show, Dinner Impossible, at SummerSlam in the Staples Center, 2002.
She's not listening.
Yeah,
she's not
like that.
Yeah, and obviously she's good looking.
Oh,
and you go.
She married up.
She married up.
No, I married up for sure.
There has been. I'll tell you though. You had chef. Well, you're in great shape, but you had chef to a couple of guys' names at an upstairs level.
Sure.
We've had some guys like Bobby Flay.
Yep.
Is a pretty normal looking guy, but now he's Bobby Flay on
Superstar.
TV. He jumps up like 3 points.
Yeah, he's a great, amazing chef. I will tell you this.
I watch a lot of the Food Network and those shows. I think what they've done for chefs and for food and for television has been great. Nobody, if you would have told me 20 years ago, we're going to put a show on and it's just going to be chefs. I mean, what is Julia Child over and over again?
Hello.
And then exactly. And then they make this fantastic network, whereas now it's just become like a staple of everybody's TV watching.
Yeah. I mean, chefs are I wouldn't say rock stars, but they are rock stars. We just came off a cruise on the Norwegian Pearl. There was 8 chefs.
Who was with you?
There was me, Marcus Samuelson, Scott Conan.
There's a handsome chef.
Oh, yeah, Scott. Sure.
Yeah.
Buddy Valestro.
The Cake Boss?
Mark Murphy. I mean, there was just eight chefs that were amazing. But you know when you're on a ship, you ain't going nowhere. You want to go to the gym, 3,000 people follow you.
Follow you to the gym,
You know.
Listen.
But that's the thing. What you were saying is, like, when we were growing up, you could maybe name 2 chefs.
Oh, sure. It was Julia Child and probably somebody local that
right.
you knew. Yeah.
Yeah, the chef from the Muppets, maybe.
Yeah.
But now, like, everybody can name, like, at least a dozen chefs, know, for sure.
All right, go for it.
You, Rocco Desperado.
We went deep on Rocco.
Yeah. Jesus, now I can't even think of it.
See, I knew I'd do that.
No, but I watch all of his TV shows, and now I can't even think of it. The one that yells at everybody.
Gordon Ramsay.
Gordon Ramsay, yeah. Handsome, blonde guy.
Guy Fieri, yeah, yeah.
No, not Guy.
Now, does that weird you out, Guy Fieri? Because I don't really know.
I was just with him.
Everybody says he's cool as hell.
I was just with him a couple of days at his house. He was my best man at our wedding.
Shut up, really?
Yeah, him.
Everybody says he's like John Cena. John Cena got successful. He was wearing jean shorts. Now he's stuck wearing jean shorts the rest of his life. Guy Fieri got stuck with that head, and he's like, nah, damn it, now I got to keep doing this.
Well, look, you know, when you go on a TV show, you sign your life away.
Yeah.
And what you see is what you get. Yeah. You want to be noticed.
You gotta stand up.
Yep. So, yeah, but you always hear stories about him feeding firefighters and doing that stuff and hanging out with Sammy Hagar and all the different stuff. Yeah, he seems like a cool guy.
He's a good guy.
Yeah, so let's talk about the Norwegian Pearl. Who's the main guy on this chef thing? Like, who's like, it's, say it's yours and you invited all these other chefs, or whose was it?
Buddy Valestro, Mark Murphy. I mean, all of them.
I've been on the Norwegian Pearl.
Oh, you have? I launched it.
Did you really?
The original, yes.
Okay, so I went on and I had one of two super suites that were on it.
Were you in the front?
In the front. Were you in the
super suite? Did you have the jacuzzi?
Hot tub, yeah.
No, I didn't get one of them.
I had three bedrooms.
So now who's the superstar?
Yeah.
No, but Buddy actually.
That's why I'm saying who. That's so you know whose cruise it was.
Well, no, it was because I only had Gail, and he had a whole family. And Marcus had the other one with his whole family. Right. So, you know.
I'm joking, but he sucks.
We didn't get the good suite.
So my buddy Bert is a comedian, and he had had the cruise, and he calls me up and he says, "Hey, I want you to go on the cruise." But I was like, "Okay, great." So they're like, "Who are you going to bring?" And I'm like, "I think I'm just going to bring my son." And they were like, "That's it?" And I go, "Well, I don't know how many people you can play." They go, "As many as you want to fit in the room." And I go, "All right, well, I don't want to be in a room with four men and we have to crawl over each other to get to the bed." And then when I got my itinerary, I looked at my room and I went, I don't understand what's going on. So I took a whole bunch of guys. Yeah. we had a great week on that.
The Oprah suite.
It
was a good time. The only thing is, you know, you can't get, you know, I've always thought about doing a cruise with music, food, and fitness.
Yeah.
Right? And you would fit in right with us because we all have a lot of fun.
Sure.
So maybe next year we end up doing, I don't know.
We just got back on Tuesday from our cruise, which is the 17th one that we've done. We do a show cruise and bring all the listeners with us and stuff. Yeah. It's a blast.
And we've had a great time. And
is that with Norwegian?
No, this was Royal Caribbean.
Yeah, Royal Caribbean.
We've hopped around. We started out with Carnival, and that was terrible. And then we jumped over to Royal Caribbean, and they've been great. And, you know, they cater to us. They cater to our... We're in a different situation. When you're on the radio and you talk to a million people every day and you never see them, when you go on the cruise, you want to meet them. You want to spend time with them. You want to hang out with them. And plus, we know we're lucky every morning. So we want to be able to have a couple of beers with them and hang out. And I just don't go to the gym just so people don't follow me. That's my whole reason.
Let me tell you, I had a few drinks. I had a few tequilas. I was dancing for 3 hours. It was a good time.
Something about being on a boat that makes you open up and you're like, I'm in the waters. I can do whatever I want.
Gail didn't like it so much because she doesn't like to be confined. But look, a couple of drinks, I don't care.
Robert Irvine is here. Now, you all these years known for food, now we're jumping into alcohol. And a lot of people are doing that because, first of all, it's probably very prosperous. You can make money off it, but also... You can't just slap your name on something if you want it to represent you. It's got to be good. And a guy that knows the business like you do, I got to trust that your alcohol is as good as your culinary skills.
I'm going to give you this one piece of information that nobody knows.
Okay. Right? I'll take it.
You're getting it.
Yeah.
I don't put my name on anything we don't own. So every product we own, we distribute, we make, we manufacture.
Right.
So we own the distillery, we own our protein bars, we own all that. So I don't just go there and take a 7% royalty.
Right.
I own it, which means it's got to be good.
Yeah. I was singing your praises of the Fit Crunch, the protein bars.
Oh, yeah,
there.
Yesterday we were
fantastic.
Saying
that, I'm going to literally send to you, I just opened it like 5 minutes ago and I should have bought it. We've got these new chocolate mint wafer bars. They're not even out yet. I just tried the final run because they ran it yesterday. I'm going to send it to you. You're going to go nuts on these.
Yeah.
Nice.
And the money from all our companies, including the liquor, the clothing, all the things that we do, a portion of that goes into our foundation to make sure we're taking care of firefighters, doctors, nurses, teachers, men and women who wear the cloth foundation, their families. So for me, and I got a bottle signing. Where is it?
The bottle signing is tomorrow at Lukens in Midtown. It's going to be from 4 to 6 p.m. Lukens in Midtown's on Dale Mabry. It's right by 275. It's easy to find. It's easy to get to. They've been the spot that is bringing in a lot of these celebrities who do bottles. And, you know, people are doing different types of alcohol. There's some people who love bourbon and like, I'm going to work hard to make a bourbon. And there's some people, and Mark Wahlberg is here. I don't know how much he's tasting his alcohol. It doesn't look like he's ever had a vegetable. I meant to say, I think he eats just vegetables. I don't know. I'm not disparaging him. I'm just saying a guy like you, now we're talking about not only has your name on the bottle, so it's got to represent you, but now you own the distillery and the whole deal. So you're doing it for me to be.
I'll tell you how good it is. I didn't like the cinnamon that we use in this country called cassia.
Uh-huh.
It's got pepper in it.
Yeah.
And it's too spicy so I have a gin, a vodka. We have a lot more, but Irvine's sole nationwide distribution is the vodka and the gin. And why did I have a gin? Because they said, you're English. You got to have a gin.
Right. That's what I was going to ask you, too. But not there's not a lot of people doing gin.
It's amazing. Yeah. I went to Sri Lanka just to pick the cinnamon.
Really?
There's an island. You're going to sound weird. It's going to sound.
You're like Wonka.
It's going to sound weird when I say there's a 3 mile island just off the coast of Sri Lanka. And you know, Sri Lanka was built to protect the cinnamon. So it's a fortress.
Right.
So I went there as a daughter, a mom, and a grandma that literally peel everything by hand.
Oh, wow.
It's unbelievable. Yeah. So now I buy the cinnamon from there. So there's 13 botanicals in this gin, but it's not drinking a Christmas tree.
Right, it's very citrusy. Yeah.
So when people say to me, I don't like gin. I'm like, well, try it first. Don't tell me you don't like it. Right. Try it.
What do you, how do you drink it? You drink it straight?
I do shots of everything. But, just who I am. But I love Tom Collins with it. It's just a very clean gin. It's the same with the vodka. It's GMO corn. We know the farmer. We know where we get everything. And we mix it.
Right.
Like by hand. I mean, I've got videos that you can see that of me making it with the elderflower and all the other stuff that we have. So, you know, it's a little different. I'm not putting a name on something I don't own.
Yeah.
I don't see the ingredients and it doesn't go to market.
And also you can't. I mean, you have a brand, you have a name, you have a reputation. You can't slap your name on something that stinks. So, all right. So now it's available everywhere or is you rolling it out?
We're rolling it out right now. We're in a lot of states. But this year will be our big kind of, you know, hit everywhere. And it's kind of weird because I'm in the food business and bar business. I can sell food anywhere.
Yeah.
But every state has a different law and a different, you know, control states versus, you know, we're all over Florida. Which is good. So,
yeah, it's interesting the way we work. You can also get abortion someplace and someplace you can't. It's just crazy.
Well, I'm not skilled in that. Yeah. I'm skilled in cooking eggs, making eggs, and making liquor.
That's where your eggs go. This is Chef Robert Irvine. He is here with us. And I want to tell everybody where they can meet you. The opportunity will be tomorrow afternoon from 4 to 6 p.m. on Dale Mabry at the Lukens in Midtown. And people can get there. They can get a bottle signed from you.
Yeah.
And I don't know what you're expecting, but I will tell you this. There's a lot of times that I put out a thing, hey, this guest is going to be on the show, and it's dead. Nobody says a word. They enjoy the interview, but nobody says anything. But I have been getting dinged with, love that guy. Great for the military. Love that guy. His show this, and other thing. So I expect a good turnout for you.
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah, it's fun. It's the only time I get a chance to, number one, they get a chance to taste it.
Yeah.
Number two, I get a chance to actually talk. I'm not one of them just signs a bottle and off you go.
Right.
And they always complain to me, you talk too much.
Yeah.
I'm like, but that's the only time they get a chance to see me.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. They want to keep everything moving. But, you know, you all of a sudden when you're out there with the people, you start appreciating them more. And you're familiar with Penn & Teller?
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
So I saw Penn & Teller a number of times since I was a kid. And last time I saw them was in Las Vegas. When everybody leaves the theater, they stand at the end and say goodbye and take pictures of everybody. And we were interviewing Penn one time, and I said, how much of a pain in the ass does Gak get to be after a while? And he said, if you can't take 5 minutes to sit there and thank the people who made you a millionaire, you're a huge asshole.
So we do a live show, which is like all the shows on TV on a stage.
Right.
Right, handcuffs, straight jacket, upside down, a whole nine yards. Like, don't go that way. And I say literally 5,000 people. and yeah. I'll stay till the last one. It could be 3 or 4 hours.
Yeah, it's
and I feel the same way. If they're giving you their hard-earned money, you better respect that.
Yeah, they're providing the life that you live. You should thank that. Yeah. Well, I appreciate you coming in here. It's been a pleasure to have you on the show. You live close. We should probably be best friends.
Yeah, we should actually hook up.
Yeah.
I mean, not hook up. But hook up.
Yeah, I mean, you're good looking. But
come on now.
Yeah. Oh, what do we got?
Oh, hang on.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. So on Saturday, no, tomorrow morning, sorry, at the Art Museum, the Tampa Museum of Art, we're doing a Breaking Bread for Heroes, which is 200 veterans, firefighters, police officers. We're going to feed them in the art center there tomorrow for our foundation. So when you buy these bottles, the money that we raise from that goes into this foundation.
And allows you to do these things.
Wheelchairs, dogs, Breaking Bread for Heroes, feeding. So here's something really cool. Twice a week, somewhere around the world, we're feeding soldiers, sailors, airmen, guardsmen around the world.
Wow.
And then we buy the wheelchairs. Check it out, robertirvinefoundation.org. It's really cool. Some videos, have a roll of, I'll send you some rolls of toilet paper because you're going to cry. You're going to cry. But yeah, doing some good stuff with that.
It's interesting that a guy who's not even American invests so much time into the American troops. And most of the rich American people, there's not a lot of them doing that. You're setting an example.
I became a citizen 20 years ago.
Yeah, so you're here.
I literally gave up my British citizenship to become American because I'm going to pay taxes and vote.
Right.
And I believe without these guys and girls, we can't do, you know, we can't do what we do.
You can't. You absolutely can't. Who are you voting for?
Good question. I don't know yet.
Yeah.
Let's put it this way.
There's no way to win that. Yeah.
I know. Right.
We're all going through the same thing.
I think I'm moving to Canada.
Yeah. Can you do that? Just keep changing citizenships as time goes on and trade this one in for this one?
No.
Yeah, well, we'll see. We'll see what happens in the next couple
of years. And I will tell you this. I get to cook for the president. Regardless of Republic or Democrat,
right.
I cook for the seal of the United States. We've done it many times for across the board.
Who's your favorite? You get to talk to them. Who do you like the most?
I've talked to Bush. I've talked to Obama's. I've talked to Clinton's. I worked for Trump for 4 years.
Uh-huh.
You know, so I mean, like, there are good and bad. It's like I feel like I'm on that song. There are good.
What did you do for Trump? You work for him?
I work for him. I run his casinos.
Oh, you did?
Atlantic City, yeah.
Okay.
I was his executive chef for 4 casinos there.
When was that? How long ago?
My God. So I came there 1997 till 2001.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good spot.
I had a great time.
Yeah. It's just, isn't it weird to you how different Atlantic City and Vegas are?
Oh.
Why they don't put more into that?
Well, I think here's the problem. So once they realized, so I went to Atlantic City, it was 8 casinos.
Yeah.
Then it went to 11, 13. Then they all lost the money after they put $1 billion in because they opened gambling around the place. Vegas has been a staple of gambling, and only recently did it get to Henderson, did it get to.
Right.
So you mean you have 800 places to eat and these mega casinos, and now Resorts World just opened. My restaurant in Tropicana literally closed last Tuesday.
Oh, really?
Because they're pulling it down and put the Oakland A's in.
Right. They're taking
So, yeah, I mean, Vegas is a phenomenal place to go. If you think of the epicenter of food, it's got to be Vegas.
Oh, yeah. Will you open another place there?
Yeah, we're looking at a couple of places now. But, yeah, I just love it because you need to be in that mix. Everything you can get in the food world and then everything else that goes along with the food world, the liquor, the entertainment.
Yeah.
I mean, I love piano bars.
Yeah, I love piano bars.
Dueling pianos.
Yeah.
Love it.
Hey, so, I mean, I love to eat as much as I love to gamble. I went, you know, you go to a couple of the Gordon Ramsay restaurants, then you roll it. Now they open up that Eataly, and I'm like, well, this is a big store. What do I want to be in here? Next thing I'm eating in every store I stop in, I'm eating over there. It's fantastic. Yeah, it really is like an epicenter for food now.
Well, you say you gain 10 pounds on a cruise line, you gain 40 in Vegas.
Yeah. For sure. All at losing money at the same time. It's great for you. I want to go out to eat with you one day.
Anytime.
I want to go to a restaurant and just get a good, like an honest opinion of everything.
Well, now I got your number.
Yeah.
when I'm back, we'll call and we'll hang out.
All right.
Do you notice how crazy they go whenever you come in? Do they like kind of follow?
It's funny. First of all, they look at you and like, is it? Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Oh. And then, so I've got to this point now that I'll order a drink, and then the chef wants to send out
everything. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then by the time you get the main course, you don't want to eat.
Yeah.
Right.
Because he just sent, or she's just sent everything out. And then the worst thing you can ever do to me is say, so what did you think?
You're right. Unless you're expecting an honest answer.
Because I always say it comes with a warning. If you ask me, I'm going to tell you. You may not like it.
Yeah.
So, you know, it is what it is. But I do love to go out. I love to try different food. But I'm very specific in what I look for, right? To me, if the food is great and the service sucks, or vice versa, right? A server can save bad food.
Yes.
Bad food can't save bad service.
Yeah.
You know.
My wife is very, I told my wife last night, I have to give my wife a heads up since we do the show from my house, and occasionally there might be somebody here, like the day she ran into the one-armed drummer from Def Leppard. And I said that you were going to be here, and she was very upset. Because she didn't do the dishes. He's not coming in the kitchen. I go, he's coming in.
I'll just nip in and do them for you now. Make breakfast.
Make breakfast.
Don't bring him in the kitchen. I don't want him in the kitchen. Yeah, exactly. It's a pleasure to have you on today. Let's keep in touch. And again, I want to remind everybody, Lukens Liquors tomorrow, Dale Mabry in Midtown. You can go meet Robert Irvine between 4 and 6 p.m. Get a bottle of his new alcohol signed. You got gin, you got vodka, and I'm sure there's going to be more to come.
Oh, there's lots. There's bourbon and whiskey coming in behind that.
We have a professional alcoholic on the show who usually sits here, who's not here today. If you ever need him to try anything out, Pat Bub will try it out for you.
Well, I'm going to send you some stuff. I'm going to get you some bars, and then we're going to hang out with the restaurant.
Nice.
Yeah. We got a lot of plans.
Yeah. It's easy. Let's do it.
Let's take a quick break. Get some Mike out the show. This is 102.5 The Bone.
You're listening to The Mike Calta Show. Now, a bone traffic update from the Farrah & Farrah Personal Injury Attorneys